This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very, very, very good afternoon to all the beautiful, amazing, regular listeners out there this afternoon. Man, Friday 24th today, we have got a good, good program ready here just for you. So please do not leave your seat. Do not go away. If you're tuned in, if you're driving, please stay tuned. That is my call for you this afternoon. Listen, listeners, I don't know if you have been on the last few weeks, but for a couple of weeks now, we have really touched on something really, really so super special. We have spoken about the homelessness, the dignity, you know, the responsibility that we need to take as the community towards these people. Man, we spoke about second chances. There was so much that we have touched on, right? But here's the thing. Guess what? Last week, Saturday, all the talking became a real reality live thing. We were at the Haven Shelter on Saturday, right? And here's the thing, we went there to bless others. But guess what, listeners, man? We walked away there feeling blessed ourselves. We were really, really blessed by the day. I think throughout the entire day that we had there, the program, it was so amazing that we have, listen to this, we have some voice notes that we're going to play from a few people that has attended, and you don't want to miss that. Please, you don't want to miss that. Then, very excitingly, I'm excited. I don't know if you can see her. I have got somebody in the studio that is joining me. You can see her smile. We have got Dr. Pumla Skunana with me today. We're going to chat. We're going to run through a few things. We're going to hear about her Mandela Day that she had yesterday. You know, doesn't have to be on the 18th. We just need to do what the Lord wants us to do, right? So she's joining me today. I'm very excited about it. Let me read a little bit about who she is, right? So that when we come back to her, you know exactly who we're speaking to here today, right? So Dr. Pumla Skunana is a community leader with a deep passion for serving people. That's what we're about. And restoring lives. And through her work with the elderly, listen to that carefully, the elderly, families and communities, she has really dedicated her life to bringing hope, to bringing healing and practical support to those who needs it the most. She is the founder and chairperson of the Zimela Society for the Aged. She is the founder and CEO of the 714. Is it Zerobix? I hope I said it right. That means fitness. And it's a fitness involvement movement. She's also the founder and CEO of Family Restoration Movement SA. She's a counselor, a radio presenter, and the founder of Testify Concert. Pumla, it is such a privilege, really a privilege this afternoon for us to welcome you on Community Matters. I want you to greet the listeners with a greet that you greet me with when you walk in here.
I wonder how I'm going to do it.
Come on.
That would mean then I need to give each and every one of the listeners a hug.
Well, you can do that, you know. I want you to greet the way you... When I walked in here, man, that greet is a greet not to forget. Man, she hugged and she held it. It was like, greet them with that.
Hey, baby.
Come on. Hey, baby. Greet our listeners.
Oh, yeah. I'm greeting you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God.
Amen.
Oh. You. May it overflow. Press down.
Chicken. Hallelujah.
So I greet you with that love, listeners at home. And yeah, may you be blessed. Oh, Dr. PK.
Hallelujah. Thank you. That was a great. If you agree with me, please send that WhatsApp 081-729-1657. We want to hear how you can greet her, even if it's a WhatsApp. Let's do this. We are actually tired. We are out of breath. Man, did we dance for the year? Het my mooi gemaak. Hy het my baie mooi gemaak. En dit is my koppie. Dit is my leefie. Oh, dit is my leefie. Ai, jyne, jylle, ek is moeg.
Thank you, Jesus.
But thank you, Lord.
We are back. Pumla, thank you for introducing yourself. You know, I wanna touch on last week's Saturday, right? Mm. I wanna look back at it. The residents that was there, they were so invested.
Amen.
They were invested in everything that we did. Every movement, everything we broke bread. They were just so part of everything, and what a beautiful moment that we had. They participated in everything. They interacted with everything. They laughed and they danced. Ons het vir hulle dance mense, you know.
Yeah.
But in saying that, you know, through all of that, every person I believe has experienced that day differently.
Yeah.
And not the same, you know. A lot of them, you could see such a lot of hope. A lot of them, you could see they feel seen.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That they matter. We could see that, you know, by just the way they interacted with us, we could see that. And Dr. Pumla today, after having said that, right, your community leader, we just shared that now, your counselor, you're a radio presenter, we just touched on that. You have a passion, a drive to serve the communities.
Yeah.
You have a heart to restore people, the elderly especially.
Yeah.
I think we're going to touch on that quite a bit, you know. And through many initiatives, you lead, you continue to lead meaningfully. You make a difference. I don't just do for the sake of doing. I do because I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, I do it with a heart, with a passion, you know, and it is to vulnerable people. I think the elderly is the most vulnerable. I feel many a times, I'm going to say it in Afrikaans, hulle is weggegooi.
Yeah.
And many a times by their children, by their family.
By everybody.
Knows hulle out.
Yeah.
But if it was not for them, we would not be.
What is most sad is the fact that they're not treated as human anymore. They like, you know, granny.
No.
You know? At arm's length.
Wow.
Granny. One of the children.
Mm.
You know? Now you can imagine when a purpose is being taken away.
Wow.
And you have no purpose anymore.
I want you to repeat that. When there's no purpose?
When your purpose is being taken away and you have no purpose anymore. You know?
Where does it leave you?
Yeah.
Where does that leave you? So before we listen to, before we listen to our first reflection from someone who has attended the Blanket and Benny Drive, right?
Yeah.
I want you, Dr. Pumla, to sort of describe to me, to the listeners, right? How the elderly, I'm going to touch on the elderly.
Mm.
I want you to touch on like kind of what goes through your mind.
Okay.
As someone who has spent so many years in the community and listening to what I'm saying, right? Mm. What goes through your mind when you think of how the elderly is treated today? What goes through your mind?
Wow.
How does it touch you? What goes, how do you feel?
Oh, what a question. This is a very important question. I must say to this to you this first. There's something you said earlier on when I was listening to you talking, and you said that the event that happened that you went to, the people were so receiving, the people were so blessed, but you came back being blessed yourself. Before I say anything, let me just say quickly to the listeners, thank you so much for listening to this program, which is a very important program when we talk community. You know, when we speak about community and working in the community, you're actually speaking about doing the work of the Lord. It's ministry. So you ask me what goes to my mind when the elderly are ignored.
Mm.
That's the right word.
Mm.
The first thing that came to my mind, and I must tell you, I didn't just see myself working with the elderly. I was pushed by the Holy Spirit to go work with them. You know, and I say pushed. I was actually thrown into it by the Holy Spirit to work with the elderly. And that was never my passion. You know, my passion is the youth. I love working with young people.
But the Lord knew your heart.
I am young. But the Lord knew my heart better than I thought I know myself. You know? And when I look at the elderly, the vulnerability that's there, the fact that nobody's looking at me anymore.
Uh-huh.
I started working with them and I thought to myself, they would even call you mother.
Oh, man.
You know, they say to me, you are our mother. And I'm like, you, father, these are all my mothers calling me their mother. You know? And I'm like, yay, this is where I'm needed. This is where God wants me. This is where, you know, the people really want me. And I know what they want from me. It's my childlike heart.
Wow.
You know, that playfulness that is just there.
That they don't have any longer.
They don't have any longer. The fact that I'm not going to walk into the room and see them as the elderly, but see them as the people that can still do everything. You know, and you counted all the things that I am doing. And when I get in front of the elders and we are about to exercise, and I'll be like, you guys are stronger than anybody on earth.
Wait. They do what?
Exercise.
Hey, Jesus, they still got it. Yes.
I'm like, you are stronger than I am. You stronger than anybody. Don't allow people to tell you that you are the weakest. You're not weak. Your mind is too strong. And because your mind is strong, your body will actually listen to your mind. So it starts in your mind. Correct your mind. You're not old. You've matured.
I like saying that know? Again.
You're not old. You've matured. You're more experienced.
Oh.
You see?
We can teach those that are throwing us away.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you need to just take up your space and move. Take your space and move. You would be so surprised. The first elderly person is actually inside my home, my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is elderly. She walks with crutches and all that. When I get there, and I'm like, did you exercise?
Oh.
And now she goes to the mall, and then she takes the trolley, and she lets the trolley push her, you know. And she takes all the crutches and put them in the trolley, and she's now the grand Macy.
Wow.
And that's what we want to restore, that pride, that assertiveness, that even if I have matured the way I have, but I still have a purpose, I still can do.
Wow, we still can do. I love that you use the word restore again, because that came up so many times over the weeks that we spoke. And restoration again for the elderly.
Yeah.
Because they had it together, they get thrown away, and somebody's going to have to step in to restore that.
Yeah.
And that is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Listeners, how beautiful is that? we are going to listen to one of the voice notes that is really, really, I believe, going to touch your heart.
In a country still shaped by divisions of race, politics, culture, and countless other differences, Mandela Day reminded us of a simple yet powerful truth. We can achieve so much more when we come together. When people and organizations join hands in service of others, barriers are broken, hope is restored, and communities are strengthened. This Mandela Day that passed, the Haven Night Shelter, Radio Cape Pulpit, and the Family Redemption Church demonstrated exactly what is possible through partnership and a shared commitment to making a difference in the lives of the poor. Together, we created what many of the homeless clients at the Kraaifontein Shelter described as a full package day. An experience that touched not only their physical needs, but also their hearts, and most definitely their spirits. The day began with Jean, who opened up as our program director, and a timely in-season message delivered by Musa, and everyone was encouraged with the words that she shared with us. This was followed by a meaningful time of communion as we reflected on the life of Christ and the sacrifice that Christ made for us. And and the bringing of people together in fellowship and reflection. And our homeless clients then enjoyed a warm lunch before receiving much needed winter essentials. We put together 100 blankets, 100 beanies, and gloves and snacks, and it was an absolutely full package. The impact of the day extended far beyond the gifts that we distributed. It created an atmosphere of dignity, care, and belonging that left our clients, I think, with very positive memories and joyful conversations that they spoke about throughout the weekend. Many of the homeless clients expressed deep gratitude for the experience. Several said that it would be a day that they would remember and speak about for years. One woman shared the event restored her hope and made her feel valued, noting that everything that was done was genuine, it was authentic, it was dignified, compassion was shown, and the volunteers were so passionate. Another client spoke of how the music, the singing, the dancing transported him back to happier times in his life. And these reflections remind us that helping people is about more than just meeting immediate needs. It's about restoring hope, affirming human dignity, and reminding individuals that they are seen, valued, and cared for. Now, Mandela Day is not simply about dedicating 67 minutes on a single day each year. It's about making a conscious decision to show up for others. It's about turning back to notice those who have been left behind. You know, we all sometimes in the race to get to where we want to be. We just look forward. But it's about, taking that pausing and looking behind and extending a hand and walking alongside those that are left behind, taking them with us in order to create a better future. It's about creating lasting change through consistent acts of kindness and compassion and solidarity. Together we can build stronger communities and a more caring city. Let us continue to join hands, Cape Town. Let us work together to make Cape Town a better place. Mm-hmm. And let that just be contagious and go throughout the country.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility to make sure that we take care of the poor. It's our biblical mandate to make sure that we take care of the poor. Come on, Cape Town, let's join hands and let's do the right thing as we partner together for events and outreaches in the past. My name is Shadi Valaidam, and I'm the CEO of The Haven.
Oh.
Let's do what we did on Saturday and let it be contagious. Let it not just be a today thing, a yearly thing, but let it continue. If you have listened to that voice note, if it has touched you, if it has made a difference in your mind, in your heart, send us a message. You are listening to Community Matters with Jean Morris, and we are going to continue with the conversation. I want to bring Pumla in on that voice note. I'm sure there's a lot that touched her heart. The same way I'm saying it touched you. Mm. Send us that message on WhatsApp. Let's hear what you have to say about that. I think the two things, there's a lot that stood out for me, but I think the two things that stood out the most that is said is the one woman said that the event restored her hope.
Mm.
Man, that makes me immediately emotional.
Mm.
Her hope was restored through just one event.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was, you know, helping other people's needs should also not just be a daily thing.
Yeah.
They need us, and we are the hands, we are the feet of Jesus. And like I said last week, sometimes we need to show up.
Yeah.
Show up in person, show up in the flesh. And my words last week was, let's be a little bit of Jesus in the flesh.
Mm.
And show up, hug them, hold them, pray with them, touch them. And so I'm going to hand over to Dr. Pumla to just, you know, I can see her heart is overflowing.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, the Bible says we should not cease to do good.
Yep.
You know? He speaks about restoration. He speaks about being contagious. For me, when I look at being contagious, then I hear you are the light and salt of this world. Now, when you know you're the light and you are the salt, you will be contagious.
Oh, for sure.
You'll be a disease everybody, when they get in contact with you,
Jesus,
they will feel like there was a Jesus in a plate that was brought to them. Because that's who you are. When the Bible says, me and you are here now, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. What does that mean? There's Jesus in you, there's Jesus in me.
Mm.
Christ is with us as we speak. So, being contagious, therefore, means that you go into a space, you dish out Jesus. And you sometimes not need to do anything but smile. A smile is a very contagious thing, because when a person is not feeling well, when you give a warm smile that is not fake smile, but a warm smile that's accommodating, that smile can change a person's life. Because so many people are going through a lot. You went to the event and you gave people that. That's what happened.
Wow. It's what we give.
Mm.
It's that smile.
That smile. That's hope.
Mm.
You know, the fact that you were dancing and people felt like, wow. You know? Sometimes I walk in the midst of the elderly that I work with, and then I just dance for them.
Oh.
And they would be giggling. They would be laughing. Because I'm dancing and singing and give each and every person in the room a hug.
And how do we know when lost they had a hug. When lost, they got a smile like that. And so, yeah, I can just imagine, really just only imagine what it does to them, to the inner being.
Yeah.
To the inner being. I'm sure it is touching them. Oh, this is a lot, listeners, but it's beautiful. You know, it's only the Lord.
Yeah.
Net die Here. Net die Here.
To sort of my message, family, all I can say is wow, 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 wow. Saturday was really such a powerful, blessed, beautiful time spent in the presence of our Heavenly Father. You know, the Bible says where two or three gather in His name, there He is in the midst of them. And I can truly say that Jesus was in our midst on Saturday. It was such a powerful time. We were blessed. I know we went out to go be a blessing, but I think we were blessed more just by the atmosphere, just by how things went, just by how much fun we had. It was really a blessing. I don't think it feels difficult for me to say that we gave something because we received so much. The Saturday started off with us having a very nice icebreaker where Jean led us into an icebreaker, and from the get-go, the people were dancing, having fun. You could just smell the scent, the fragrance. It was a beautiful fragrance in this place. The shelter itself is well taken care of. They welcomed us very nicely. It was really, really an honor to be there. And yeah, as we kicked off, we went into a beautiful message shared by Musa. Wow, powerful. And then we were able to sit around the table of God, sit around and fellowship in communion, where we broke some bread and Pastor Shady took us into communion. Wow, that was another beautiful moment, beautiful time spent, you know. But what really, 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 really blessed me is being able to interact with the clients of the shelter. This one client shared how his father is a drug merchant, and his father made him sell drugs, and that he had to run away. And if I think of that, having to run away from your home must be very terrifying. Yet he was able to find a home at the Haven. He was able to find a family at this Haven, which just shows the impact that they have on the people's lives, the impact that God has through them, which is powerful. I met up with someone as well, and this guy, he lost everything in Durban. He got an opportunity to come to Western Cape. He came to Western Cape. He got into the shelter and he's been here for 2 months. He has no family. His son is overseas. But he says that over the past 2 months, he found a family at the Haven shelter. He found a family amongst everyone. So it's just so powerful. Our God is moving in their lives. Yeah, we were able to share a meal. Wow, the meal was delicious. It wasn't only for the clients, it was for us as well. We were able to enjoy and partake of that. It was really beautiful. It was really Holy Spirit inspired. And it's such a blessing for us as Family Redemption Church to be a part of that. It was such a blessing for us to share in that moment. It was such a blessing for us to just be a part of it. So we are really grateful to Pastor Shady, to Cape Radio Pulpit for everything that they've done. Like I said, and very importantly, we went to go give, but we received more. So it was so powerful. We were able to share blankets, beanies with the people. One of the moments that stood out for us was being able to go pray with the clients. And what was important is that the clients, they welcomed the prayer. They wanted to be prayed for. They wanted to be ministered to. It was really a blessing. So, yeah, we were blessed. And excited for many more opportunities, excited for many more partnerships between Radio Pulpit, Cape Pulpit, And Pastor Sherry, we as FRC, we are so grateful to be a part of that, and we are looking forward to the next encounter, to the next vision. Be blessed, family.
It's Community Matters here with Jean Morris, right here on Cape Pulpit. If you have listened to those voice notes that we have just played, man, it is just such a reminder that serving people is not just about serving them with a meal or giving them a blanket. Man, it is just so much more. It is not just an event that is about people, but it's about family, you know, making them family. I mean, the last voice note we listened to, he says so beautiful about this one resident that says he found a family. That is his words. He found a family. And a family for me, it means home, right? Yeah. And then he also touches so beautiful on the fact that, you know, we went to give, but we received.
Amen.
That really, really touches and it warms my heart, right?
Mm.
So it takes one visit, right? Only one visit. It takes one conversation. It takes one prayer with him. Just one word of encouragement it takes. And one little act of kindness is what it takes to shift and to make them feel alive, hope. It makes them feel, I can live again.
Yeah.
I can do it again. I can get up again. I can move again. I can dream again.
Yeah,
that is what that one visitation, that one conversation, that is what it does. And we are here to do that. You know, Mandela Day, yes, it came and it went. And it's going to come and it's going to go. But the compassion
will still be there.
Thank you. Will still be there.
Amen.
You want to talk?
You know, I am sitting here listening, and I remember telling you a story earlier on, and he speaks about receiving while you give.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens. When you give, when you share yourself, you opening up yourself to receive. Because now you made yourself available, you know, by just being there, sharing yourself, you opening yourself up to receive. I was sharing I'm going to try and snap it because I can see the time. But one time my mother comes and my mother is grumpy and I'm like, what's going on? And she tells me she had a bad day and she started talking about everything that was bad that was happening. And I'm like, I said to her, Mama, you know, your day starts the moment you wake up and your day is shaped by how you woke up, how you started your day. You start your day with prayer, you know, and there's that last thing you were, which is contagious, wear your smile. Because now, by wearing that smile, you do not know what's happening to the person that's coming in front of you. There could be misery that's there, and you sharing yourself with that person, and that person receives you and give you smile back. So the love that you have shared is the same love that you're going to receive. I told you that the elderly are calling me their mother yesterday. We had our Mandela Day. We did it yesterday. And when we did the Mandela Day yesterday, everybody was so super happy. There were some that were saying to me, you're cooking for me on my birthday. On my birthday. They started counting their birthdays. My birthday is on the 12th of February. Next year, you will be cooking in my birthday. And the other one is going to have a birthday in August. Oh, and they want me to cook for them. Because I wore an apron. And I was cooking, literally. I was in the kitchen cooking
and
for them.
And just that brought some joy.
And that, you know, just that. They were so happy. When we were going home, they even said, I am so full. I'm not going to eat at home
until tomorrow.
I don't want to waste this.
Don't eat until tomorrow. You eat today for tomorrow.
There were even nurses that were helping with the pampering, washing their feet, cutting their nails, rubbing their feet. They were so happy.
I need to bring you back. Because we can't like touch and go. Men, there's too much to share. We're going to listen to the last voice note that was sent from one of the ladies that also joined us on Saturday.
Mm.
So let's listen to that and then we will come right back.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jolien Rautenbach. I'm a member of the outreach team at Family Redemption Church under leadership of Pastor Mark and Pastor Timmy. And we were at the Kraaifontein Night Shelter on Saturday, 18th of July, for our yearly blanket drive. It was just an awesome day working together with Pastor Shady and his team and the Radio Cape Pulpit team. It was such a blessing being unknown to one another, but there for the same purpose was such a blessing. Seeing how we all just could put smiles on those people's faces was just awesome. So I will say it was just a blessed day doing God's work. And so I am looking forward to our next outreach together. So come on, guys, let's do it next time for the Lord. Because in His Word, He says, we cannot just give the people His Word, but we have to feed and clothe them if they are in need. So, yeah, let's do this, guys. Let's do this for the Lord.
And there she says, let's do it, guys. Let's do it. Let's do it for the Lord. Man, time has just caught up with us, and we got to sadly wrap up here. But, you know, in wrapping up, I want to say thank you to Pastor Mark and Pastor Tamarin Botha from Family Redemption Church. I want to say a huge thank you to Pastor Shady from the Haven Night Shelter. I want to give a big, massive thank you to Musa Jakuja and her team, Radio Cape Pulpit, man. They were amazing. I want to thank each and every volunteer that was there. I want to even thank all the residents, very importantly. The residents really, really came to the party. That's how I'm going to put it. And so thank you to each and everybody. I even want to say thank you to Dr. Pumla Skunana that is sitting here with me. It's been just amazing. I really, really, really just need to get her back. But thank you to each and everyone that has really been part of this amazing, amazing initiative. Even the listeners, if, you know, just for listening in, you know, tap in, listen to this radio station, send the link, you know, send it to your friends, send it to your family, you know, let them listen in. It's good. It's food for the soul that sometimes gets broadcasted, you know. I want to leave you with a scripture before I get Dr. Pumla to say goodbye, you know, and it is the parable of the lost sheep that is in Luke 15. And it speaks so beautiful about leaving the 99 for just that one. And so let us be the doer, not speaking only, but the doer of the word, and go and find that one lost one. And that one lost one could be sitting at the shelter. That one lost one can be at the elderly homes that we were just speaking about. Let's live out. Let's stand on Luke 15 and go and find that one lost sheep for Jesus, even if not for no one, just for Jesus. I'm going to ask my amazing guest to say goodbye, and then from me as well, God bless you.
And as I'm leaving, you said be the doer of the word, not just the speaker, not just, you know. And I want to say there's a famous say that be the change that you wish to see.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that also, B.
Be the change
there we go.
That you wish to see.
Mm.
Because it's useless to wish to see change and you start criticizing everything that's happening around you and yet you're doing nothing about it. We are called to stand for justice. And when there's injustice, we stand for justice. Always. That's who we are. Jesus stood for justice. Jesus stood for love. Jesus is love. So be the love that resides in you.
Be the love and let's stand for justice. And that's what we're wrapping it up with. Be blessed.
That is it from us here at Community Matters.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.